the dark of the deep range and into the light of the deep strange. Come at the hour, come at the arc midnight, guardian of the caravan. Caravan to Midnight presents what is, in many people's opinion, the very best in news and information 6 nights a week. And it's a delight, even given the subject matter, to be with you tonight. Really is. So may I just say welcome to our intelligence briefing. This has become a regular thing because, well, we need to get the information out now. Because if you look around, think about it for a couple of minutes, you'll probably come to the same conclusion I did some time ago. It's now or never. And it does annoy me to the extreme that the perpetrators of this nonsense, I'm pretty sure we know what I'm talking about, all kinds of things from supply chain issues to COVID-19, the hubris is just staggering, don't you find? They know that we know, and they know that we know that they know that we know, and all that souls and its and stuff, but they just keep pushing. Now, I want you to do this because it'll be good for you, and you're going to have to settle in and just decide this is important to you, and you're going to watch it. It's over on YouTube. The link will be posted quite soon at jellyfish.news. It's around 2 hours in length. And I invite you, in fact, I strongly recommend you do this if you really want to know why nothing gets done, everything's same old, and this is nonsense in the extreme, this any boy in America can grow up to be president of the United States. No, that's simply not true. I want you to watch this dissertation given by the late Dr. John Coleman. He spent 25 years in the British Museum researching all of the information available in regard to who is really running this planet. It is astounding. For example, this is just one example. Hillary was going to bail on Bill Clinton because he kept philandering. And somebody approached her, I believe it was Mrs. Harriman, and said, if you want to be the First Lady of the United States, you'll just forget all about this divorcing Bill stuff. And this was years before Clinton became president. These people are picked well in advance and watched over continuously at the behest of this thing called the Committee of 300. Now, this is pretty dangerous stuff. But sometimes you just say, oh, what the hell? I want you to get the book, The Committee of 300, and I want you to watch this YouTube video. We have, actually, I downloaded the thing so that if it's ever taken off YouTube, there's a strong likelihood that it will be, unless it's just more taunting by them, with a capital T. I want you to see this. And just listen to the man speak. Listen to it for about 15 or 20 minutes. Stop it. Stretch your legs. Get your head ready for some more. And listen to all of it. Yeah, I know, it's almost 2 hours. It is so worth your time. You cannot imagine what you're going to learn. Many of your suspicions will be confirmed as facts. Many other things that were kind of hanging around out there, just little bits and pieces of information in the mind. Now they make sense, and now they connect, and now you see. It certainly casts an entirely different light on the special relationship between the British government and the government of the United States of America. To cut a long story short, what we suspected for so long that, those people up there, they're not running things. Well, that's true. Well, who's running them? We don't know. Well, now we do know. Now we do know. We know the names of the organizations, and we know the names of the people. There are several disturbing stories out there. Some of them actually are, they're disturbing in a good way. They really are. Here's one example. Dr. Sousa Faro is among more than 2,200 celebrities and European elites on the list drawn up by national police of those falsely vaccinated against COVID. According to El Mundo, Spanish police carried out the investigation called Operation Jenner, which uncovered the vast network of celebrities and elites who have paid money to have their names fraudulently entered on the National Immunization Register, despite refusing to be vaccinated. Euro Weekly News reports, colon, the leader of the network was a nursing assistant at the La Paz University Hospital, where he is accused of charging more than 200,000 euros for fraudulently registering 2,200 people as vaccinated in the National Registry Against COVID-19. He has been arrested and is currently in custody. Among those accused are Bruno Gonzalez Carrera, a defender who played for Betis, Getafe, Levante, and Valladolid, Fabio Diaz Steinacker in a beach volleyball, runner-up in Europe, fifth in the Sydney Olympic Games, the former Valencian boxer and wrestler Jose Luis Zapater, alias Tantan, who starred in more than 1,000 fights. Well, Jose Maria, or Maria, Fernandez Sousa Faro is president of the European pharmaceuticals giant PharmaMar, charged with police with being falsely vaccinated. More to come. Tonight on the intelligence briefing, some familiar names, people who know what they're talking about, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, Dr. Peter McCullough will be with us, Major General Paul E. Vallely, Colonel Lawrence Sellen, PhD, and Mary Fanning and Alan Jones. Tonight's episode is CISA, CRISPR, and the Monsters. It's very interesting. I got a couple of stories for you here. Somebody wrote in the chat just a while ago a question. Has anybody noticed any differences in the behavior of some of the people they may know who are vaccinated? I have two stories for you. They're both from extraordinarily reliable sources. You have only my word for it, but you have it. One of them was neighbor, or his neighbor, it soon to be was neighbor, with a man and his wife. Nice family. Successful man. Mellow disposition. No signs whatsoever after years and years of knowing this person. No signs of anything crazy. This person just snapped in the front yard of his home, which is really quite a nice, talk about a dignified home. Oh, yeah, on a spectacular level. In front of his kids and hers, and commences to beat her about halfway to death. Just snapped and began beating his petite little blonde wife like a prize fighter. Just this afternoon, a close friend of mine, musician, artist guy, cool guy, just all around cool guy, told me about a friend he just lost. Vaccinated, boosted, no sign of any kind of problem, took his old pistol out, and in the parking lot of a box store, shot himself in the head and killed himself with his dog in the car and everything. We have personally experienced two people close to our crew, or they were, who seem to have just absolutely changed. Their personalities just changed. I alluded to this the other night, if you caught the pre-show. The best example is, have you seen my pen? I didn't take it. Well, I didn't say you took it. I just asked you if you knew where it was. No, I didn't take it. Anybody noticing that kind of stuff? I could tell you what it is. You know what it is. I don't have to tell you. Now, to broadcast this over the public airwaves like, oh, that's just a wild assumption. And my wife is a doctor and I, you know what? That doesn't mean anything now. Doctors, by and large, have lost a lot of credibility because they have to go along to get along. They really do. There are many people in industries like that. Some of these people have had products at our CTM store, you know, ctmstore.com, right? They can't talk about the things that I talk about with them among their contemporaries in these same businesses because they'll be regarded as pariahs or people who are just trying to make money from an alarmist narrative. Well, this is happening. So as unqualified as I may be as a doctor, inasmuch as I don't have the sheepskin, this vaccine is doing a lot more damage than people think, and it's doing damage in ways that people weren't ready for. So here's the thing. You have to get your head ready for what's to come. You really, really do. If you do this, you'll be all right. But if you don't, you won't be all right. You'll panic, and the panic will paralyze you, and you'll be unable to act. Now, somebody's listening right now going, ah, that's just a bunch of hooey. No, it's not, actually. Riddle me this, a ridiculous thing to say, but answer this one. Why would the CDC, cdc.gov, why would they put up that ridiculous comic about a zombie apocalypse? Zombie Apocalypse Preparedness 101. Why would they do this? Some sort of a joke? Are they mocking people who believe the vaccine is bad? Because it's been up there for a long time. Why would they do this? Is it to clear their consciences? Is it an actual warning? Or, again, is it just mockery? What is it? Why would real no-kidding grown-up adult people feel the need to put a Zombie Apocalypse Preparedness 101 comic together and post it at cdc.gov? It's a pretty good question, isn't it? Now, there's more. Inasmuch as this so-called president and his administration don't run anything, ladies and gentlemen, they don't. Well, Vlad Putin has said, you better knock it off. You better knock it off. Want to hear a little bit about this? This is AmericanMilitaryNews.com. From today, written by Liz George. One of Russian President Vladimir Putin's top advisors warned that the Kremlin will target Western decision-making centers if Ukraine uses U.S.-supplied rockets to strike Russia, adding a chilling warning that the horsemen of the apocalypse are already on their way. Quote, if, God forbid, these weapons are used against Russian territory, then our armed forces will have no other choice but to strike decision-making centers. Dmitry, well, everybody calls it Medvedev. It's actually Medvedev. But anyway, Deputy Chairman of Russia's National Security Council told Al Jazeera, as reported by Metro. Of course, it needs to be understood that the final decision-making centers in this case, unfortunately, are not located on the territory of Kyiv. Medvedev also issued a grim warning that the conflict is pushing the world toward nuclear Armageddon. Quote, the horsemen of the apocalypse are already on their way, and all hope now is with Lord God the Almighty, he said. So-called President Joe Biden announced on Tuesday that his administration will send more advanced rocket systems and munitions to Ukraine as the nation's war with Russia rages on. As President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine has said, ultimately this war will only definitely end through diplomacy. But the U.S. doesn't seem to be real keen on that, does it? No, send more rockets so we can strike targets inside Russia. Are you out of your stupid mind? I think we already know the answer to that. But the thing is, this idiot, and you know who I mean, is not in charge of anything. He can't even find his stash of diapers. He like ice cream. Folks, this is, you talk about a mockery. This government that's in place now is a complete mockery. But it's easier to understand when you know that they did not put themselves in power and the people didn't do it either. And this world government bunch of fanatical idiots is so hell-bent on bringing that dream to fruition, bring it to reality, that despite the fact that we know exactly what they're doing and we know exactly how they're doing it, they're proceeding anyway. The mask is off, the veil is down. They don't care. Because the ones who are pushing this are largely unseen. The only ones that are going to take the blowback are the ones we see. So get your head ready, because there's plenty coming down the pike. Yes, people are going to start acting more and more strangely. You have to be ready for just about anything. You're going to have to roll back the clock mentally to the mid-1870s. You know, there was an advertising slogan that was, "Don't leave home without it." Well, I got a new one for you. Don't leave home without one. It may very well mean the difference between your making it back home and not ever again. All these narratives about, the Democrats, we want to help black people. No, they don't. No, they don't. They're being run by someone else. Everything else is theater. Many people have said this. A few have declared it. I was slow to declare it. I want some proof before I start popping off with that kind of thing. But it's a fact. And it is run by this mostly unknown. It's extraordinarily powerful. Talk about being able to reach out and touch someone. That's the Committee of 300. They can. The Club of Rome, the Black Nobility. You know why they're called the Black Nobility? It has nothing to do with skin color or ethnicity whatsoever. It's because of the evil that they have done over the centuries. That's why they're the Black Nobility. And they don't mind being called that at all. Not at all. You see, some people hate God. A very strong case can be made for this whole thing being nothing more nor less than a spiritually centered war against God. Look what they are doing to people. After you get finished with this film, it's not a film, it's a video. The word film still hangs around, doesn't it? You're going to hear all about the experimentation that was done in Brazil, Sierra Leone, who was doing it, who was doing it then, and who's doing it now. And this video is old. This speech is quite a few years old. It's not like ancient history. But one of the things that he mentions is that, no, it's being done at Harvard, places like that. You've heard me mention Porton Down. Dr. Coleman says that it's easier to get into the Bank of England's vault than it is to get into Porton Down. Every pathogen that's harmful to the human being is being worked on at Porton Down, and perhaps even still at Fort Detrick. I mean, this is really, really happening. They really want to depopulate the world, and they very well may have their way. I was sent a photograph earlier. It was forwarded to me by my doc. You know the one I'm talking about. You know the doc I'm talking about. I'm looking at this thing, and what does it say? What does it impart to me? Okay, regular gas, $9.45 .9. Mid-grade, $9.54.9. Premium grade, $97.69. $9.76.9 per gallon. It's not going to stop. All this stuff, but well, why do we do this? Why do we do that? We can be energy independent. Why aren't we? So, how about this? I find this very interesting. It's good old Revelations. Let's talk about the third seal. When he, the Lamb, broke open the third seal, I heard the third living creature call out, "Come." I looked, and behold, a black horse of famine. And the rider had in his hand a pair of scales, a balance. And I heard something like a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius," that's a day's wages, "and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not damage the oil and the wine." What does that mean? The anointed. Are you among the anointed? I'm going to say this a few times over the coming days. I want you to get, for your own good, spiritually straight. You get close to Lord God Almighty and you stay close. Otherwise, there is no hope nor help for you. None. I hope you'll take this seriously, because I offer it with a clear conscience and a true heart. Get close to our Father or be lost. Listen to a Door song earlier this evening. You might have heard it on the stream, Waiting for the Sun. Well, not the S-U-N. The S-O-N with a capital S. That's what we're waiting on. I'm telling you, folks, we are living. We are living in that period as that's described in Revelation. I've known it since I was a little kid. I didn't have some fundamentalists and, you know, playing with snakes and being all kinds of charismatic. No, you just know things. If you'll reach back into your memory, you'll remember something that you thought. And you were so young, you had no business even thinking such a thing, but it's back there. We come into the world fully actualized. Our spirits are fully actualized. It's the language and the learning of these various things that that follows. But we all know why we're here. We were born for such a time as this. We were. How could we not be? We now welcome back Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, United States Air Force, retired, and he's going to let us have a bunch of good stuff tonight. As disturbing as it might be, he's going to let us have it anyway. So welcome back, General Thomas. Great to talk to you again.
Well, thank you very much for having me, John. You've got another dynamite evening with quite a roundup of people speaking.
You are the music. We're just the band, okay?
Okay.
Well, How about this Department of Homeland Security, Cybersecurity, and Infrastructure Security Agency dropping a document yesterday? Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, interesting. They dropped it in the Friday afternoon, isn't it?
Always.
That's how they do it. So you know when you're watching for that stuff that it's going to be very, very interesting. To refamiliarize our listeners a little bit, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has an agency in it called the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, and I'll refer to it for the rest of my discussions as CISA. But that's the organization right after the 2020 election. Their director, Chris Krebs, quote, debunked President Trump's ballot fraud claims and said it was the most perfect election, or words to that effect. Now, last week, I talked about Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 mules that Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips had come up with, pointing out all the people on mail-in ballots, the mules that kept feeding in these mail-in ballots. And with even with pictures of them, hard evidence. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the Dominion voting systems.
Okay.
And that's what was released yesterday afternoon. Clearly, it points out that we realized very early on and talked about on your program about that these systems could be hacked. These voting machines. And it's important because I want to read a quote that says, that this report says, an attacker could leverage this vulnerability to install malicious code, which could also be spread to other vulnerable devices via removable media. And that fundamentally means, to the layman, is it can be hacked. And beware. And that's after their director said, you know, they had a perfect system, et cetera. So we're getting another nail in the coffin. It's important that people, when CISA was forced to admit these vulnerabilities, and the reason they were forced to do it, because a professor at the University of Michigan in the Computer Science and Engineering Lab named Alex Halderman revealed these vulnerabilities during a court case. So now we have a judge. In this case, the judge was Amy Totenberg, the senior judge of the U.S. District Court in the Northern District of Virginia sealed, of Georgia, sealed Professor Haldeman's report. Now, what this means is, again, for the layman, by sealing this report, Judge Totenberg is allowing DHS and CISA to take control of the narrative about the vulnerabilities affecting Dominion's voting machines. It's extremely important that people realize that, and that's the key. Haldeman had previously been featured in the 2020 HBO documentary Kill Chain, The Cyber War in America's Elections, that was released March 26, 2020. So he's got quite a track record, and we're now 15 plus months into after the election, or even more than that. But the fact is, they are corrupt. And so when we look at what Biden had, 81 million votes, that was 15 million more than Barack got. Now, the doofus, the doofus got 15 more million votes than Barack got. Now, that doesn't pass the sniff test, as I said last week. And, of course, when you look at the down ballot effect, people like Lindsey Graham, who were down about 5 to 10 points, and McConnell, both of them, were down just before the election, yet they managed somehow to retain their seat. And there are a lot more because, as you know, the Republicans won 26 or 27 seats when Biden had, quote, the most votes in history of any president. He didn't have any coattails. And so that's the important point that I want to get out, that the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, the counterintelligence, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency revealed that they have fraudulent activities, capabilities in their voting system. That's extremely important to, again, you add the 2,000 mules and you add the Dr. Alex Habelman's report that he put out on the 28th, I think it was, I mentioned, of March, and that all this information is coming in. Now, the fact is, what are we going to do about it? It is extremely important, I believe, that we take action on that, and that, as you've heard me say before, John, it means audits. We need to have audits in the 2020 election, not because I believe in looking in the rearview mirror. I'm not a fan of going through life looking in the rearview mirror, but I am a fan of finding out critical mistakes in our election process, because if we don't correct that, they're going to continue to use it. And I know that they did use it. They used it last November in the elections in New Jersey and in Virginia. Unfortunately, through the divine providence, as I've said in this program, Virginia was able to escape that particular event that we had where people used cyber in that election.
That character couldn't even win a rigged election.
Correct. Exactly. And so these are the things that our listeners, who are very sophisticated, and getting the latest stuff, because this is hot off the press. As I say, it was an admission by Department of Homeland Security, CISA, late yesterday afternoon. And they are now admitting that they are susceptible to cyber warfare. So you get quite strong evidence that we had a very, very fraudulent election.
I'll say.
President General Biden, of course, John, let me just get this last point in. President Biden shows it to us daily. Every time he gets up in front of the camera, you know, you say, are you kidding me? Who would have voted for him? And he continues to prove it to us. But now we've got to go back, and I emphasize again, audits in the six battleground states. That could be done in 2 weeks, and we could show the founding fathers who didn't put in who didn't understand cyber warfare, but they understood the ability for the state legislatures to go back to the Congress and say that each one of them report that we had a fraudulent election in our states, those six battleground states, which would flip. Well, you only need to flip three of those six battleground states. And they're Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Those six battleground states, three of them are flipped, then President Trump is back in office. Now, this is unheard of. But all the things that are happening to us today and have happened for the last 15 months are unheard of. It's never happened in our history.
Just to show you, folks, the cross-pollination, so to speak, to use that unfortunate term, this judge, Amy Totenberg, senior judge, as General McInerney just said, of the United States District Court in the Northern District of Georgia, sealed Professor Haldeman's report, and she just happens to be the sister of Nina Totenberg, the legal affairs correspondent for the far-left National Public Radio, funded partially by your tax dollars. The judge that sealed Haldeman's file is the sister of Nina Totenberg of NPR. What does that tell you? Everything. Talk about controlling the narrative. And so, and it's been turned over to CISA, I called it CISA a while ago, CISA, and the DHS, allowing DHS, isn't that Mayorkas's outfit, and CISA to take control of the narrative without the vulnerabilities affecting Dominion's ImageCast X, which, by the way, allows you to manipulate all kinds of things. What is it? Configurable. Available as a ballot marking device or direct record electronic or DRE system. So CISA was forced to admit to the vulnerabilities affecting the ImageCast X after Alex Haldeman, the University of Michigan professor of computer science and engineering, revealed those vulnerabilities during the court case, and Judge Totenberg sealed his report. Now, who do we see about that, General?
Well, I mean, she is giving them an out. By sealing that, she is giving him an out, them an out, to correct their case and not having it publicized. And a lot of people, it doesn't stop it from being publicized, but it allows them to take control of the narrative and get back in on it. So, again, another, I believe she was appointed by Obama.
I'm shocked.
Appointed judge that they're not even hesitating on being biased. You know, as we saw yesterday on Peter Navarro being arrested at the airport and handcuffed and put in leg shackles. John, this is not Nazi Germany.
Oh yeah, it is.
Well, it's becoming that, isn't it?
I'm afraid so.
And that's the danger, and that's why what you're doing again, I say it every time I'm on your show, how valuable you are, because Fox News and Newsmax will not put on Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules. They will not let them have a segment on it. And that's unbelievable. Unbelievable. As many times as Dinesh has been on Fox News, and now they will not let him on, nor will they let Newsmax do it. So it shows complicity by the mainstream media, again, why your program is so vitally important, John, to the American people, to getting the truth, to getting the facts out. And this one is not us through careful work. CISA admitted it. They came out, and the reason they came out was because they had a professor of computer science by the name of Alex Haldeman, who I mentioned earlier, reveal it in a court case. Now, and yet you had Chris Krebs, who was fired by Trump, who said he debunked any fraudulent claims in the election. He's lying. So we had a director. CISA was the agency, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, was the agency that should have gotten those cyber hacks by hammer and scorecard that the Chinese communists were doing and other foreign nations. They should be doing that. So they are not taking the appropriate action. There still is a deep swamp, as we talked about last week. That deep swamp was embedded in the Obama administration, his 8 years. And that's why we have the open borders, what we've got today, the CRT in K through 12 colleges, service academies, the military, the critical race theory that is on in the which I just mentioned, which is a Marxist ideology. All these things are brought about by deliberate. They're not incompetence. People have got to understand, the O'Biden administration is not incompetent. They are deliberately trying. They deliberately have open borders, rampant inflation. They have what they have done deliberately in Afghanistan. Withdrawal was a surrender. All these actions, John, are deliberate. It is not incompetence. As I mentioned last week, we got a lot of good anchors saying, well, they're incompetent. No, they are deliberately doing it. And that's where the American people have got to rise up and listen to what you're saying and the follow-on speakers tonight. They're getting the straight skinny of what's going on in this country, this deliberate action to destroy America, to bring us down from a superpower, to inflate our currency and destroy our currency. And all these things, the lawlessness in the cities, these prosecutors that are deliberately letting this happen, not prosecuting these people. These are not accidents. They are deliberately trying to destroy America. And we the people, must rise up. And the infamous saying of a famous astronaut, we have a problem, Houston. Just more nails in the 2020 corrupt election coffin, which is the constitutional way to solve this problem. The other way, of course, is through the Second Amendment. We'd rather not do that. But if you have an unconstitutionally elected government and you can prove it, then those are our options. Number one, to reconvene the Electoral College. Number two, the Second Amendment.
Sounds rough, but it's just the way it is. This Alex Haldeman was featured in a 2020 HBO documentary, Kill Chain, The Cyber War on America's Election. That was released in March 26 of 2020. And they went ahead and did it anyway, folks. They're not running this. The people in this country, General Tom, the people in this country, I would urge you to see this too, although I know that you're virtually a lifelong military man. And I understand when you're swimming in those waters, you are a military man, a high-ranking military man, and you think in the terms that high-ranking military men think in. That just goes with the territory. But I got to tell you, all of my research, it didn't take that much, is effectively culminated by another man, Dr. John Coleman, who lays out in undeniably clear terms that this country is not run by the people we think it's being run by. It really is, as John Kennedy pointed out and got publicly executed for it, it's run by a bunch of secret societies, and they operate in the shadows, and they have immeasurable wealth and an unbelievable reach. These people, Obama, all down the line, these people aren't making these decisions themselves. They may have the ideology in their heads, but they're not the ones that are actually calling the shots and giving the orders as to when these various triggers need to be pulled I mean, ladies and gentlemen, really, the proof is right there, but nobody wants to do anything about it because a bunch of them are cowards and compromised. Let's see who comes to mind. I know, Chief Justice John Roberts. Well, if we challenge the election, there's liable to be riots in the streets. Now, that's what we heard through the media, but did he really say that? Or did he say something like, oh brother, this isn't going to play well in the media. What are we going to do about this? Chief Justice, there's a phone call for you. That's how this goes, folks. These people you think are calling the shots are not calling the shots. Dr. Coleman goes into General McInerney. I hope you'll take the better part of a couple of hours to see this. It's up on YouTube for now, but if you can't get it, I ripped it, and I'll make it available to you. This destruction of the middle class has been planned for a long time. The middle class is what stands between the New World Order not happening and the New World Order happening. So now we've got almost $10 a gallon for gasoline. $10. Well, I heard it was $9 in Europe, or 9 Deutschmarks back when the Deutschmark was being used. This is in the pre-Euro days. Folks, this is really happening. And so what we're going to have to do, General Tom, what do you think about this? The citizens are going to have to contact their representatives and go, we know you don't have that much power, but what little power you have, you better start using it, or you're going to be pulled out of there either through a special election or whatever. Yeah, but my family, they may come after me. Well, that's just part of that goes with the territory, pal or palette. And if you're too squeamish for it, then resign, and we'll put somebody in who's not worried about it, who understands even life itself has a beginning, a middle, and an end here on planet Earth. And if you're not willing to stand up for your entire nation, just your little part, play your part and be patriotic and rescue this republic, then we don't need you. We don't need you in office at all. In fact, we need you gone. Is that too strong, sir?
That's spot on, God. Spot on.
I appreciate the time very much. I look forward to our next conversation because we got a lot more to talk about. I wish we had a six-hour program, but maybe we can rearrange a few things so that we'll have more time together next time, all right? Thank you. God bless, sir. Folks, because the time is so limited with our many guests that we have on tonight, we're going to limit the commercial content of the program, reserving it just for the mandatory top and bottom of the hour breaks. But I do want to tell you that this Fuel Up product will hydrate you quite well, and there's an amazing deal that will not be repeated, and it's only for Caravan to Midnight listeners and members. You can find it at fuelup.gg/John B. I heard a woman today talking about how she actually believes it may have saved her life. She was in serious trouble, and now she's not. And she attributes the use of Fuel Up to her recovery. I'm not making this up. It's a fact. So let's take our top of the hour break, and you go to fuelup.gg/John B and take care of business, okay?
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. Emboldened by wins, GOP goes all in on the culture wars. Now that's a headline. It's from Annie Linsky of the Washington Post. Her piece begins this way. Republicans believe they found an edge on the culture wars. On the campaign trail, she writes, they're railing against critical race theory and gender identity discussions in schools. Well, they're not railing. Simply put, parents do not want schools dumbed down, politicized, or used for inappropriate discussions about intimacy and human sexuality. Recent school board elections in Texas wiped out the existing school boards that were standing up incumbents. I've been predicting this. Parents have had it. And yes, the issue of education is a winning issue for the GOP. My own Governor Glenn Youngkin won in large part because he identified himself as on the side of parents. Being on the side of parents is a good place to be, whether you're an elected official or an appointed one. Listen up, superintendents and school boards. The parents are coming.